AP News. I'm Ed Donahue in Georgia.
Today demonstrates that everybody is accountable to the rule of law. Taking the law into your own hands is a dangerous endeavor.
Greg and Travis McMichael heard their sentence for the death of Ahmaud Arbery.
Life without the possibility of parole.
A third man, William Roddy Bryant, was sentenced to life with the possibility of parole. They chased after Arbery, who was black, in their neighborhood, got in pickup trucks, and later shot him. This is Judge Timothy Walmsley.
This was a killing. It was callous. And it occurred, as far as the court is concerned, based upon the evidence, because confrontation was being sought.
Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper, says they deserve no leniency.
They chose to treat him differently than other people who frequently visited their community. And when they couldn't sufficiently scare him or intimidate him, they killed him.
She said her intense loss was made worse by a trial where the men's defense was Arbery made bad choices that led to his death. The CDC says virus hospitalizations are up for people too young to be vaccinated.
As the Omicron variant has furiously spread the past few weeks, the hospitalization rate among kids under 5 has surged from 2.5 out of every 100,000 to more than 4.
Pediatric hospitalizations are at the highest rate compared to any prior point in the pandemic.
CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky says the rate among older children who are vaccine eligible from 5 to 17 is about 1 per 100,000. She says the numbers include kids hospitalized both because of COVID-19 and those admitted for other reasons but found to be infected. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Oscar-winning actor Sidney Poitier has died. He was 94. This is AP News. A growing number of schools are going back to online learning.
Most school districts appear to be returning to in-person learning, but other large school systems, including those in Newark, New Jersey, Milwaukee, and Cleveland, have gone back to remote learning as infections skyrocket and sideline staff members. Dozens of smaller districts have followed, including many around Detroit, Chicago, and Washington. President Biden, who campaigned on a promise to reopen classrooms, is pressing schools to remain open. With vaccines and regular virus testing, his administration has said there's no reason to keep schools closed. But in some districts, testing supplies are scarce, and many districts have low vaccination rates. I'm Rita Foley.
Hong Kong authorities suspended several government officials and will order about 170 people to be quarantined at a government facility after going to a birthday party where two guests later tested positive for the coronavirus. Ed Donahue, AP News.